Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. In each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Passion Won't Save Your Startup, But Empathy Will. Now let's dive in. Every failed entrepreneur I know had one thing in common. They were passionate about their idea, but never asked if anyone else cared about their problem. Think about that for a moment. Passion, the very thing we're told drives success, might actually be blinding us to what matters most. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Passion creates tunnel vision. When we fall in love with our solution, we stop seeing our customers' pain. Research from CB Insights reveals that 42% of startups fail because there's no market need. Not because of funding issues or team problems, but because passionate founders build what they want, not what customers desperately need. This is what I call the passion trap, and I've seen it destroy brilliant entrepreneurs who mistake their enthusiasm for market validation. The antidote isn't less passion, it's more empathy. Empathy means spending time in your customer's shoes before building anything. Instead of asking, "How cool is my product?" start asking, "What keeps them up at 3 a.m.?" Successful founders interview 50 or more potential customers before writing a single line of code. They understand that empathy is the most powerful form of market research. Let me give you a simple empathy framework. First, identify your customer's worst day related to your problem space. Second, map their current broken solution and the emotional frustration it creates. Third, build the smallest possible fix for their biggest pain point. Notice how none of these steps involve your passion. They're entirely focused on their reality. Let me tell you about Sarah, a founder who learned this lesson the hard way. Sarah spent 8 months building a complex meal planning app because she was passionate about nutrition. She burned through $15,000 and got 12 downloads in her first month. Devastating, right? Finally, Sarah did what she should have done from day one. She interviewed busy parents. What she discovered changed everything. They didn't want meal planning. They wanted 15-minute dinner solutions. The difference is profound. Sarah pivoted to simple recipe texts for working parents and hit $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue within 4 months. Not by following her passion, but by solving their actual problem. Here's what I want you to do this week. Before you touch your product, interview 5 potential customers. Ask them, "What's the most frustrating part of your day related to this problem?" Listen for emotional words like exhausting, overwhelming, or impossible. Build your solution around their strongest emotional response, not your strongest passion. Document their exact words and use their language in your marketing, not your assumptions. Remember, customers don't buy what you're passionate about. They buy solutions to problems that make them lose sleep. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.